Divers and civil defense workers are trying to clear out the cargo from vessel Badr 1. It sank in the coast of Sawakin in Port Sudan. The vessel was carrying nearly 16,000 heads of livestock for export from Sudan to Saudi Arabia when it went down last Saturday. Now rescuers are trying to remove the remains of the animals before they pollute the Red Sea.
The vessel came to port and it was examined by port authorities, and it had valid paperwork. Based on the space registered, we loaded 507 tons of livestock. The number compared to the space is within legal limits and in accordance with procedure.
This mobile video shows the moment the cargo ship went down. The vessel was marked for flaws and had undergone maintenance in the Suez Canal in Egypt in previous months. Sudanese authorities are investigating the cause of the sinking. Sawakin Port is one of Sudan's three ports and the only one that caters to passengers and commercial goods. It's an important source of revenue for the country. Its most valuable export, livestock, is shipped from here. Now, port authorities are concerned the remains of the dead livestock will impact the environment. At least 500 sheep were rescued hours after the vessel sank. 5,000 have been recovered, while thousands more remain underwater.
Another concern is the fuel in the tank of the cargo ship. Any spill would damage marine life. The Red Sea is known for its rich biodiversity, and the United Nations Environment Programme has singled out the region for its potential to support coral reefs.
Some oil from the vessel has already started leaking into the waters of Sawakin. With nearly half of the city's residents relying on fishing, there are fears that livelihoods may also be impacted. Port authorities say they may need regional assistance.
There has been a slow response in assisting with this incident. We already informed the regional bodies and are waiting for them to assist because this part of the Red Sea is special. So we need to cooperate to ensure that the impact doesn't affect the whole region.
Clearing all the remains of the cargo of Badr 1 will take time, but taking too long may incur a heavy price on the environment. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Sawakin, Red Sea State in Sudan.